This is Health Matters with an update on childhood obesity.
Most babies are born lean and plump up to support their growth, but many of today's babies acquire excess body fat before they reach kindergarten, and this can set the stage for a lifelong weight problem. Early childhood weight gain is not simply a matter of too many calories. An empty calorie diet obviously contributes to the problem. Research has established, however, that childhood obesity is linked to the body weight of their parents before conception.
The pre-pregnancy weight of the mother and the father have a direct bearing on childhood obesity. Researchers have found 23 genes that act very early to accelerate weight gain in infancy and middle childhood. These parental genes work hand in hand with poor diet.
There are developmental windows when children normally get chubby. Early infancy is one of them. As babies become toddlers and grow taller and more active, they become lean again. About the age of 10, body fat naturally increases in preparation for changes that take place during puberty. Towards the end of puberty, children slim down again, but not if they carry obesity genes. Obesity genes cause the body fat to come earlier and at levels higher than normal development cycles.
Even so, the genetic factor is not the whole story. Obesity genes were known to be around in the 1960s and 70s when the obesity rates were a fraction of what we see today. And why is that? Most of us know the answer. It has two parts. One, kids are surrounded by easy-to-consume, calorie-laden foods and snacks, foods that are just plain unwholesome. And two, kids don't have enough regular physical activity.
The current heavy emphasis on academics may be one reason kids don't get enough exercise. Other reasons include electronic games and devices. In many communities, parents are reluctant to let their children play outside unattended. Various indoor attractions and obligations allow obesity genes greater opportunities for expression.
One would hope that parents and institutions involved in the care and schooling of children will see the need to allow kids to be as active as they choose, instead of forcing them to sit quietly in their chairs most of the day. And clearly, calorie-dense junk food and sweetened beverages need to be eliminated from children's diets or drastically reduced.
The problem is that kids crave these foods. Overweight bodies, young and old, have learned this craving. Obese kids seem to be hungry all the time. But here's the science of children's appetites. Children who are active are not constantly hungry. Physical activity regulates body metabolism, and that in turn normalizes the appetite.
Getting back to the pre-pregnancy weight of the parents and the fat genes, studies have found that being heavy actually alters the DNA in the father's sperm in such a way that it changes gene expression. This can be passed down to the next generation.
As far as the mother's is concerned, her weight before and during pregnancy is highly significant. Excessive weight gain during pregnancy predicts not just the baby's birth weight, but also the likelihood of obesity in middle childhood. Breastfeeding has a bearing as well. Breastfeeding tends to reduce the risk of overweight children. More significant, however, is the fact that breastfeeding exposes the baby to a wider range of taste based on what the mother is eating.
If the mother eats a wide variety of nutritious foods while breastfeeding, the child is more disposed to liking these nutritious foods. Unfortunately, it turns out that these benefits of breastfeeding are neutralized or destroyed by antibiotics. According to a study in Finland, the protective effects of breastfeeding were weakened or completely eliminated by antibiotics given in infancy and early childhood.
Parents have perilous seas to navigate when it comes to guiding their children into a healthy adulthood. It's rather shocking to realize that parental body weight before a child is even conceived might doom him or her to an obese childhood. And an obese childhood leads directly to the adult obesity fast track for diabetes 2, heart disease, and high blood pressure.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, Emily Marshall, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.